in the subject we're talking about, it's all about the taste. Because what we are talking about is you becoming a giver, okay? By nature, you as a logical person are a taker. So giving for you is bad, and taking is good. If tonight you will receive a letter that by so and so and so government found out that you have to pay $10,000, suddenly you feel miserable. If a check will come over there that we found that you overpaid your taxes, suddenly you jump out. This is what the reaction of this is. But pay attention. Pay attention to this subject. And that's it. When being a giver, not trying to be the winner, act like a loser, is logically wrong, then why some people will do it and they insist doing it? Huh? Because this giving tastes good. The givers, they learned it. If you give something to someone and you don't think about this something and that someone, because you're not supposed to, remember? First of all, you don't know what this something is really, and you know nothing about that someone. And none of them are your responsibility. Where is your responsibility? Here, inside. If you think about inside, okay? Let go of thinking about what I'm giving and to whom I'm giving. Inside, thinking about becoming a giver feels good. When? After you do something out of kindness, a feeling in you starts. That's what is important. Kindness has a taste, a very special taste, that when you taste it, you cannot let go of it, because it's so delicious, so good, feeling good. For today's people, the best way to explain it is sleeping. When somebody does something good in the daytime, at the night, that fellow will sleep very deep and joyful. When you're nasty and you have done something bad to someone, you're planning to do something bad to someone, the night you have the nightmares, you cannot sleep. You know what nightmare is, right? Do you think Rumi had nightmares? That's the point. Nightmares comes from this and all that. Here, he wants to insist upon that please understand what I'm talking about. I'm talking about something which is different. A fellow who will move his hands for giving, being generous. That fellow, why is doing it? Because his life, the soul inside, has received something over there. When you do something good, you will receive something inside. Yes?
That one who gives without expectation of any gains, that one is God, is God, is God.
Do you remember the first lesson? Repetition. When he wants to really highlight something, he will repeat it 3 times. And it's magical in this small form of poetry. And he said it, that, you know what? Giving is good. You know why? Because he is the giver. Look at him. He's only giving. He's not taking anything. So, giving is imitating the act of God. But does the animal understand this? No way! Because animal was made to act the opposite, to defend itself, to grow up, right to the munchies. In us, the breath is here. That breath is the owner of that good feeling when somebody is a giver. There is some sort of happiness in these fellows who they don't think about themselves. They think about the other people. And everybody will think that, oh, they should feel miserable because they don't have enough time for themselves and things like that. What they don't understand is the happiness over there, the joy. He will repeat it later, you will see. He talks about the prophets, and the prophets talking to the people of Siva again and again and again and again, and at the end he say, see, look at these people. This is the situation that the prophets will give up. But no, they won't. Because they are not doing it for these people. They are doing it for him, so they enjoy it. They will not even cut off that. This is the opening for that. So suddenly, after saying that, the fellow who is a giver, of course, had received something, the next verse will say, remember, the model of being a giver is the God, he is the giver. After repeating it three times, then he will say, or these fellows and blah, 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 means do not forget that one. The first model of giver is the God, or
the friend of God.
Uh-huh.
Who has assumed the nature of God and has become luminous and has received the absolute radiance. For he is rich, while all except him are poor. How should a poor man say, take without compensation? Till a child sees that the apple is there, it will not give up from its hand the stinking onion.
Ah, do you remember the onion? The onion in time of Rumi was not this famous. Because now we think differently about vegetables. Onion is a necessity and is the worst stuff. The worst thing that happens, which doesn't happen these days, is the children who will grab it and bite it. So they smell bad, and the half onion over there smells bad, and all that stuff that we don't know today. Okay, but there is another stuff to the onion. Onion is not unified. It's layers after layer and layer. That's the knowledge. The apple is one. And we remember the apple. Apple is what was made just for us. And Satan was the sacrifice God made for us to have that apple, to understand. I hope you all remember. What should you understand? The first thing is, you're naked, you have nothing. That's the first thing they understood, right? That's the first thing that I should understand, that I'm just a person. This ownership and stuff are the game we are playing. I don't own anything. What means ownership? Oh, I look at the people and it's bizarre that you think the earth is ours. We belong to earth. And we are a little bit of this and the earth. But we think that this is our universe, and at the end, we say, God created everything just for me. Yes, God created everything for this wisdom to go on and the carrier of the wisdom. But God created the world for Adolf Hitler? Don't make me laugh. That's what the subject is. Here he will say, remember that first the giver is God. Then there are the people who has that attitude. They became the light which doesn't fade out. And all of this is why? Is changing something. You have something in your brain which is the brain of the monkey. We want to change that to the brain of a human being, which is completely different. This is what the game is. The newcomer, which is the baby, the newcomer doesn't know what to do. So he will go layer by layer by layer. You want the guy to understand the apple. When you understand the apple, you give up the onion. When you understand this wisdom, you will let go of all these cock talking to the dog and all that. Yes?
All these market folk, for the sake of this object, are seated on the benches in the hope of receiving compensation. They offer 100 fine articles of merchandise, and within their hearts, they are intent on compensations. Old man of the religion, you will not hear a single salam whereof the end will not pluck your sleeve. I have never heard a disinterested salam from high or low. Old brother, and I give the salam to thee.
Mm-hmm. What was that about? Is it, look at the animal. The animal, by doing something, is expecting to receive something. Look around you and you will see them. Everybody is in the business of selling himself. This is what that resume is all about, and seeking the job and all that. I'll sell myself. You see, everybody is in the business of selling, and they think only about what they are going to gain. This is the logical stuff. So, whenever I see somebody who says salam, means that fellow is waiting for an alaikum. And that's it. Wassalam at the end means, and that's it. Means look around you. It's like this, and that's it. The exception is only the salam of Haq. Really? Yes?
Accept the salam of God. Come, seek that from house to house, from place to place, and from street to street. From the mouth of the man who has a good scent, I heard both the message and the salam of God.
That's the point. Here again he goes to the word Haq, which is a little bit more than God. The beginning was God, 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 Khuda, Khuda, Khuda. Here he goes back to Haq, the just, the correct one. And he will say, you know what? Look around for that special salam, which is not demanding something, which is just giving you something. And that salam, I have heard that from the mouth of the good people. It's always talking, they are always talking about the Haq, and that's what it is all about. Yes?
And in the hope of that salam, I am listening with my heart to the salams of the rest as though they were sweeter than life. His salam has become the salam of God, become the salam of Haq, because he has set fire to the household of self. He has died to self and become living through the Lord. Hence the mystery of Haq are on his lips.
You see that the cock is not talking here. Room is here, right? And he's explaining what? He started with salam. Why? You know how important the word of salam is? Because salam is a part of musallam, which is no doubt about it, salim, which is healthy, taslim, which means surrendering to God, and all of that together, this is salam, right? Here he will say, huh,